I'm David Hatcher. I'm a Shelter Box Response Team volunteer who's been sent out to a town called Alam Paraiba, which is about central to Brazil, which is a huge, huge country. At this moment, I'm standing in a little community called Sítio Branco. It's the side of a hill that's perched on the edge of a valley with a river flowing through the middle. Just 2 weeks ago, the river was in full flood because the area's had about 15 times its normal rainfall. In one day, they had 123 millimetres of rain, which is a lot of rain for an area of this type. The area I'm currently in is halfway up a hillside, and I'm looking at houses that are now in process of being condemned because they're in danger of being overwhelmed by the huge weight of soil, rocks, trees, and everything that sits above them, if it should suddenly come crashing down because of further rainfall. Already on the opposite side of the valley from where I'm standing, I can see houses that have been crushed just 5 days ago at 3 a.m. in the morning when the people were sleeping in their beds and 22 people lost their lives. Shelterbox is here because these people who've put so much into building their homes in this location are going to have to move, but there's nowhere for them to go immediately. While the local authority try to do something to find them alternative accommodation and build new houses on safer land, that's likely to take months. And the people want to be near where they were born and where they've led their lives so far. So Shelterbox is here to try and provide an interim solution for their emergency situation. Already I've seen people living in schools, community centres, and 5 or 6 families just living in one house in totally unacceptable conditions. What we'll do now is look at a site where we can put up some Shelterbox tents and create a new temporary community while their future can be more permanently relocated. None of this, of course, could happen without the help of donors to Shelterbox around the world. And if you could only see the plight of the people who are here, whose heartbreak is only too obvious, then I know that you'd want to help in the way that I'm pleased to be able to do so and honoured on behalf of Shelterbox donors to give the gift of a new home and new hope, at least in the short term.